But we wanted to do it in a way that wasn't going to cost the taxpayers any money. So we were able to wait and roll off some debt so that we won't have to raise taxes at all to get the new police station. So the Astra Bank came and said, hey, we're thinking about moving. So perhaps you could buy our building and remodel it. And it's right across the street from the county jail. So it basically stays, you know, location-wise in the city, about the same spot. So it's really become an ideal situation.
Plans are moving forward for a new police station in Hays. I'm Becky Kaiser, Eagle Radio, Hays Post News Reporter. I'm talking with Hays City Manager Toby Doherty and Commissioner Reese Barrick on this episode of the Hays Post Podcast.
Getting back to where we're looking at all the streets in the city and saying which ones are the ones in most need of maintenance and sort of setting a schedule. So 32nd, 33rd, we've got a strip of about of a half mile of the street that needs to be completely reconstructed. It's got a little bit of a bridge and that we have to do a little widening. So just to make it a smoother, safer street.
And Toby, there was a little bit of discussion last night about the traffic count. It is heavily traveled, but the question was, has it maybe gone down or changed a little bit? Because we do have 37th that's so easily accessible now.
Right. And I don't think we have updated traffic counts with the comps yet on that. I made a note yesterday to check and see what the traffic loads are. 37th obviously opened up a new way through for a lot of people that live north in that area to get over to Vine Street and back. I don't know how much of an effect that had on 33rd, though. But I do know that Reese mentioned the bridge culvert needs to be widened a little bit so we can address the intersection of Skyline. It's tight right now, especially if you have a big vehicle at the stop sign wanting to turn onto 32nd Street. It can be a little tight for somebody to get onto Skyline, so we'll hopefully rectify that and make it a little better.
All right. And also, something that was approved last night and has been, reviewed several times over the last few years, Reese, was future land use map update. And we're talking about the extraterritorial jurisdiction, which was a large area. And a while back, City Commission voted to reduce that and update, even though Public Works Director Jesse Rohrer calls it a living, breathing document. It can change as necessary, as needed.
Yes, well, something like that's always going to need to change. By shrinking it, it allowed the city to focus on the areas that really could expand development, sort of prioritize it. But as the city grows, that the ETJ will expand, contract as sort of necessary, you know, for how the city grows. So it is something, and it now it really allows us to focus on the areas that we can really work with.
And Toby, I would assume that developers are interested in this, particularly in area that is not of, well, I shouldn't say use, but it was not going to be developed, is a portion to, I believe, the south of Hays, where we've got a lot of state land.
Right. University land south and southwest, and then west we have floodplain and university land. And so those are areas that, you know, we see no need to have in our extraterritorial jurisdiction. And what that does is allow cities to control the platting and zoning of it. City's police powers do not extend outside the city limits, but by state law, and if the county and city come to an agreement, if there is county zoning, the city can provide direction on platting and zoning for those areas. Part of the issue with the 3 mile ETJ is before Ellis County had zoning, the city just kind of defaulted to the statutes, and the statutes allowed us to control the ETJ up to 3 miles outside of the city limits, and that's what we did. When the county adopted zoning, that's when a discussion happened about, well, you know, how do we need to interface between city and county zoning regulations, and that's when it was shrunk down to hit our growth areas. And so, you know, there was some times where we were weighing in on platting and zoning decisions in areas way outside of what we probably should have been. And so it's a much more manageable and a better document now.
You mentioned the county, and this is of interest to our next area that was approved last night, basically designating the Planning Commission as the Board of Zoning Appeals, which, as Jesse Rohrer pointed out last night, is not all that unusual across Kansas.
It's a pretty common place, and I would say, so they serve two separate functions. The The Planning Commission serves as the guide and recommendary body for land use decisions, zoning, platting, things like that, to the governing body. The Board of Zoning Appeals is kind of a quasi-judicial entity. So they deal with, we have development regulations in place, and if somebody would like an exception or a variance from those regulations, then they, by statute, go to the Board of Zoning Appeals, and the Board of Zoning Appeals is the final say. It doesn't go to the City Commission, it doesn't go to the Planning Commission, it doesn't go to staff. It goes to the Board of Zoning Appeals. If somebody doesn't like the ruling, it can go to court. The issue we were dealing with is we rewrote our Unified Development Code a few years ago, and then we've spent several years trying to clean up a bunch of what we feel are unnecessary or onerous regulations. And Jesse Rohr and his staff and Curtis Dynas, the planning superintendent, they have done a very good job of identifying those things that were receiving a lot of just automatic approval variances, and we just codified it. The governing body codified it. So now we've been in a situation where the Board of Zoning Appeals only meets a couple times a year. And so it's easier for them to now have one body do the same thing. Now they'll adjourn and act as separate bodies, but it's going to be the same people.
And to point out, Ellis County is already doing this.
Yes, Ellis County, I think Jesse said Hutchinson, Junction City, Abilene, Dodge City, there's several that do this.
Moving on to the other thing that was agreed upon last night, Reese, is a purchase agreement with Astra Bank that involves moving on with plans for our new police station, which we've been talking about for the City of Hays for a while. It's kind of been on the back burner until plans and finances were in place. So what's going to happen?
Well, it's pretty exciting. You know, the City of Hays, we've got the fire department has a new station. We want to take care of all the people that take care of us. And the police have sort of been crowded into the county building. And like I say, it's kind of like, you know, you're living and your brother moves into the house with you and you love your brother, but you get kind of cramped. You're like, go find your own house. And yeah, but I'm paying your rent. Yeah, but you still need to go find your own house. So we've been looking for a place where we can get a new police station, give them what they need.
More room.
More room is really the big thing. Mm-hmm. And but we wanted to do it in a way that wasn't going to cost the taxpayers any money. So we were able to wait and roll off some debt so that we won't have to raise taxes at all to get the new police station. So the Astra Bank came and said, hey, we're thinking about moving. So perhaps you could buy our building and remodel it. And it's right across the street from the county jail. So it basically stays, you know, location-wise in the city, about the same spot. So it's really become an ideal situation for us.
So we're talking about the land that the city owns at 27th and Main, about 5 acres there, more or less, Toby, which is where the Ad Astra Bank will go, a new building and a couple of buildings. And they're also looking at perhaps some retail activity there. This whole process is actually saving money. It's less expensive to do it this way.
It is. When we put pencil to paper, we estimated around $13 million for the construction of a new facility. And that's based off of recent comps for cities that have built new police facilities. And when we looked at the cost to buy Astra, to do the remodel, to build the necessary storage that we had in the budget, we feel like we can do that for, you know, around $8 million. So pretty significant savings moving forward. And we think just as good of an outcome. I mean, obviously everybody always, you know, we'd rather have new than remodel, but we don't think this is an undesirable outcome. This is going to be a great outcome and a great facility, and we're going to do it right. We're going to make a department that our police can be proud of, and it's going to serve us for generations.
And it will be more than the police department in this new remodeled building.
Yeah, and I should say that it's also going to include municipal courts. So right now our municipal courts take place in the Ellis County Courthouse, and the courthouse is really in need of space, and so it's easier for us to create our own court facility. And that's also not uncommon for cities to have their own municipal court facility. So in addition to police, it'll be a court facility, which will have then space for the municipal court judge and then the attorneys that represent the clients and the prosecutor. They have their own spaces there. So it'll be a self-contained facility.
And I think we should reiterate again, as Reese has already pointed out that there's no tax increase for either the new fire station, which of course just celebrated the hose uncoupling recently, and then the new police station. But as he said, there was some debt that was taken care of, and now the city's in a better financial position to proceed with the police station project.
Right. This is the governing body being very prudent with their finances. We have had a need for a new facility for a long time. Ellis County has wanted us out for a long time, but quite frankly, we just didn't have the money without raising taxes to do something. But the governing body waited for some debt to roll off, and now we have the capacity. And, you know, it's like paying off the car before you buy the next thing, you know, instead of adding to your debt burden. So they're doing it right, and we're actually pursuing a bit of a cost-effective outcome, which will save even a little more money, and that'll afford other opportunities to the governing body to do different things.
What kind of timeline are we talking about?
So Astra Bank has indicated they plan to be out before July 1 of next year. So our first step as a city is we're going to figure out the procurement method, either design build or construction manager at risk. And we'll probably get that recommendation in front of the governing body probably within the next couple months. We'll move pretty fast on that. And then we will start designing the remodel while Astra is constructing their new facility at 27th and Main. And we will have we'll deal with the offsite storage. We'll either get that out for bid and constructed or figure out what we're going to do with it. And then as soon as Astra's out, we'll start tearing down walls and remodeling.